Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Nerdwatch.
You're listening
to Kyle Warren. Well, looks like the second time is the charm on impeaching Alejandro Mayorkas for failure to, well, do what he's supposed to do, I suppose, in securing the border. But all of a sudden, as we know now, folks, there is some kind of border crisis that's happening. That's also, I guess, breaking news, I guess, at least to the Democrats. Well, I take that back. They've known it's a border crisis for some time. They've just recently started saying it was a border crisis, so they could try to make you support a, quote, bipartisan bill that really doesn't fix the border, but gives them more power and allows them to blame Republicans. We see how this works, folks. So welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition of the show, everybody. Glad to be with you this morning, as always. We have a program that is just chock full again this morning, and we're glad to be with you. Don't forget the telephone number if you'd like to opine on the program this morning is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning, you can also find me on Facebook and also on X as well. So check out the website for more information about the program. I got to tell you, folks, again, on a day like today, we have a lot going on. We certainly were monitoring what was happening with the Mayorkas impeachment earlier. We were also monitoring because by the time we were ending yesterday's program, ending the Tuesday edition of the program a little before 6 a.m. Eastern time, we were starting to watch the Senate begin its proceedings and its vote on the $95.3 billion Ukraine package, Israel aid package. And you've got, of course, a lot of debate about that. But there's so many things happening that it's almost hard to know where to start. Oh, and by the way, we got Hunter Biden's phone evidently contained multiple photos of, well, stuff like cocaine and crack cocaine and drug paraphernalia. So did Hunter Biden lie or did Hunter Biden tell the truth? I guess we're just supposed to, well, actually, I think we all know what we think about that. And also, folks, it looks like George Santos, the seat that he, of course, well, vacated, not voluntarily, which was, I guess, a good thing, that is now flipped to a Democrat. Now, why this is important, and we will talk about it on the show this morning, is because this should be an alarm bell in terms of where things are going politically and where we think some of these elections may go, even given the idea that we believe that, you know, the economy isn't doing what it's supposed to do. And there's news about the economy as well, folks. Again, today, just chock full. Great news day to talk about things. But I'll tell you this. Again, we have to watch this election that happened in New York very, very closely. So we will talk about that. And then what happened on the Dow? What happened on the Dow? Well, it looks like inflation is coming roaring back. So, folks, I mean, honestly, is this the kind of country or the circumstances, I should say, where if you were an incumbent president, you would just be raring to go out there and campaign and tell everybody how wonderful things are. We have fixed these problems. Well, the ones we can fix, but, you know, the Republicans won't let us fix the other problems. And so we have that going for us and go out there and do the blame game. But, folks, when inflation comes roaring back the way that it is, or at least appears to be, now it looks like, again, those rate cuts that everybody is waiting for, may be off the table. I don't want to say indefinitely, but certainly this is going to factor into how the Fed looks at this and maybe the excuse. I think that's the right word to use, by the way. The excuse that will be given in order to not cut those rates back. This is from Breitbart, by the way. Basically, the log line, sorry, folks, inflation ain't going nowhere. That's exactly a direct quote right there. Inflation having long since overstayed its welcome announced on Tuesday that it was just getting comfortable. Wall Street has largely ignored the signals over the past few months that inflation was no longer on a path toward moderation. After declining from the roaring days of 2022, inflation spent the first half of 2023 in decline. But sometime last summer, not coincidentally, right around the time the Fed stopped raising rates, it regained its hold on the economy. The January figures released Tuesday, and we were talking with Chris Markowski, by the way, yesterday on the program in hour number three, and I was saying, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, what we might anticipate in terms of these job numbers and in terms of the economic data that would come out today or yesterday from our perspective now on Tuesday. And what that might mean. Well, the market sure has decided what it means. So again, back to the article. The January figures released Tuesday showed the consumer price index, or CPI, rose 0.3% from the previous month, an acceleration from the previous month's 0.2%. This was the third straight acceleration in the month-to-month figure and the fastest rate since September. The 12-month rate of inflation declined to 3.1% from 3.4, but this was largely because January's very high 0.5% increase dropped out of the back end of the calculation. If you analyze the January figure, headline inflation ran at a pace of 3.7%. Core inflation, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, rose 0.4%. This followed 2 months where the core CPI had stalled at 0.3%. So here we go, folks. When inflation appeared to have stopped waning at the end of last year, those proclaiming that it had been decisively defeated frequently pointed to the 3- and 6-month annualized rates as evidence you could more or less ignore the recent figures in favor of the trend. But, of course, folks, it looks like, you know, something is happening here, and we've got some bad news. As the Dow goes down in its worst plunge, evidently, in the last 11 months. So, folks, you've got the market chiming in. I think you've got people that are going to be chiming in with their spending. So if inflation's here to stay, it means no rate cuts just yet. But stay right there, because we are coming right back, folks. It is the Wednesday edition. Coming right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 8.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wednesday edition continues, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, going through the overnights across America. And I think we're already having some fun. Despite the inflation numbers and despite how the market reacted, we're still going to have, I think, a great morning and a great show. And once again, we're glad that you're there, and we're glad to be here. 949-822-7959 is the number if you'd like to opine. Also, if you'd like to pick up the program on a live stream, you can certainly head over to GCNLive.com. That's GCNLive.com, and you can pick up the program anytime that we're live. And we also have links right there at KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can pick up the live stream there from GCN. And by the way, good morning to everybody at GCN. Working very hard for the program. We sure appreciate it. And they distribute the show out, of course, folks, to all of our great AM and FM radio affiliates out there in radio land. So we're in good company this morning, and we have a lot more to talk about. Okay, so again, we can just go down this list, and I'll tell you, we could probably spend a whole show on one of these topics, but we're, of course, going to try to get as many in as we possibly can. Certainly, we know now that Alejandro Mayorkas. There we go. That's right. I'm looking at a couple of different things here while I'm talking. But Alejandro Mayorkas has now been impeached. It's the first time, evidently, since 1876 that a cabinet secretary has been impeached, and that was the Secretary of War at that time. But this from Fox News, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has been impeached by the House of Representatives. And, of course, again, they had that second try. And by the way, this is a big deal. Now, you're going to hear that this is purely political. You're going to hear that this is just another tactic. Certainly, the Democrats on the other side of the aisle are saying these kinds of things in the most egregious ways that they can find to say it. It is a big deal. And I perchance to think, my friends, that a few years ago, maybe a lot of years ago at this point, but in recent history, to have the U.S. House of Representatives impeach a member of a president's cabinet, that would be huge. And it would cross over the lines. It might make people say and ask the question, what happened? What exactly happened in there? What do I need to know about this? Why would they go to this extreme? But you really got to look at what the Democrats decided to do when President Trump was in office. And the Democrats decided that impeachment was now the ultimate political weapon to use. And so now that's how this is all going to be characterized. And I do believe, though, that early on and through American history and certainly in the modern era, the idea, for example, back in the 70s, that Richard Nixon would be impeached was an earthquake of unbelievable proportions. It was something, again, that was kind of dividing the country, tearing the country apart, because of the magnitude of this kind of earthquake. And now we have, well, you know, then we've had others, attempts and so forth, but going after Donald Trump kind of put the icing on the cake of all of this to really make this into the political weapon that it is today. So that's how it's going to be characterized. But honestly, when you take a look at what's been happening at the border, when you take a look at what Alejandro Mayorkas has said time and time again, the way he would go to Congress and go through the testimonies and, you know, questions and answers. And now just recently, you know, the administration seems to have taken the tack that there is a crisis at the border, that somehow this is an important problem that, you know, quote, needs to be solved. And yet the only way that they really want to solve it is through no solution. In fact, they want I don't think they thought that this bill would ever have a ghost of a chance of passing. You know, if it passed, great. They get a lot of the most terrible content of this bill through. And if it passed, great. But if it didn't, no worries. We can still blame the Republicans. We can still blame the Republicans for not wanting to be bipartisan. We can blame the Republicans for standing in the way, for not giving Joe Biden the power he needs to control the border, et cetera, et cetera. So it becomes, again, another great political talking point for them and try to reverse it. But my question to you, my friends, is who has been trying to stop this border crisis for so very long? You could almost say since time immemorial, right? You know, it has been the Republicans. And at every turn, they've been called every name in the book. They've been called racists. They've been called, extremists. On and on it goes. And we have stories, by the way, today as well, folks. For example, hundreds, evidently, of Chinese nationals being caught trying to come across the southern border, for example. How about this? How about border encounters? Well over a million each year during the Biden administration. And the list just goes on. And so, you know, who's the extremist? I think it's the left. I think it's the Democrat Party elite. I think they're the extremists in this because they are acting in an extreme way in order to create this massive sea change in American politics, the way our society, every single aspect of this. And they're doing it, through this illegal immigration that they know has been happening. So they have not had an epiphany. Okay, I just think that's important to say. They have not had an epiphany that says, oh, wow, this is a problem. Oh, we better get this bill together and fix it. Nope, that's not it at all. It's not even close to that. What they are doing, again, they simply have changed tactics. But Alejandro Mayorkas, of course, who has been telling us for how long now? Like a long time? that, oh, no, the border's closed. The border's closed. And now, of course, what's his other famous quote in the last several days, I think from last weekend? You know, we don't bear the responsibility for a broken system, which is the other thing that they believe they can put over on everybody, is to say, well, you know, this system is broken. I was thinking about this earlier. I was driving, and I was listening to some discussion about Mayorkas, and I was listening to, you know, again, the idea that, you know, we don't bear responsibility for a broken system. You know, we don't bear that responsibility because that's just, well, that's a get-out-of-jail-free card. You know, that's no big deal. Oh, it's okay, say no more. I don't have to hear another word after that because the system's broken. Well, can you imagine, you know, if you said that to in any other kind of situation, you would say, well, I didn't do my job. Why is that? Well, because basically, this whole thing that you're doing at this company, I think it's a broken system. And I honestly, I can't be held responsible. I don't bear responsibility for your broken system. So you can't fire me or tell me I did wrong or you know, demote me or stuff like that or reassign me because your system is broken. Nobody, you know, I'm sorry, I didn't hand in my homework. Why is that? It's a broken system. I'm telling you, you know, I did so badly on the test because the way that this system is set up at this school, it's broken. And until and unless there's a time when you can get everybody together and get parents and teachers and get a bipartisan task force on this to fix your broken system, I don't expect to get anything less than a 4.0 grade point average entered into the book because it's not fair. Right? I mean, in other words, you could be absurd and extreme and silly about stuff like that. But this is exactly what's happening with people like Alejandro Mayorkas. So, of course, the vote, I believe, was 214 to 213. We know that there were three Republicans, one of them being Mike Gallagher. No, not our Mike Gallagher, but Mike Gallagher from Wisconsin, Ken Buck and Tom McClintock. Tom McClintock, of course, from here in California. So some of this may be a little bit of trying to cloak yourself from other scrutiny or criticism. But nevertheless, we're finally getting to the point now where you can point this out in real time. And I think that at least, at the very least, and it's going to go nowhere in the Senate, I'm sure, but at the very least, we get to say, look, this is an actual real problem, and there have to be some kind of consequences for that. But again, in the olden days, an impeachment would be a big problem. But they're going to just schlep it off as being that's just all politics. But what's happening at the border is real. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. In January, inflation slightly surpassed expectations. Recent government data reveals that the consumer price index increased by 0.3% last month, reflecting higher expenses for goods and services for Americans. The Senate has approved a $95 billion aid package featuring significant allocations for Israel and Ukraine. Despite passing with a 70-29 vote, its prospects in the Republican-controlled House remain uncertain. The NYPD is sharing images of two suspects involved in the fatal subway shooting at Mount Eden Station Monday. Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny.
Once the groups come together on the train, there's a verbal dispute that quickly leads to a physical fight. As the train is pulling into the station at Mount Eden, one round is fired inside of the train car.
A 35-year-old man who was an innocent bystander was killed in that shooting, while five others sustained injuries. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25-50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
City council member, Democrat city council member in Boston, evidently now wants people living in the suburban areas there to house migrants. And that, I from what I understand, they're supposed to step up and it's everybody's responsibility or something like that. We'll get into it here in a little bit, but, you know... Yeah, folks, you're still living on planet Earth. No, you have not yet been abducted and taken away to some kind of weird world. But our world seems to be getting a lot weirder every moment that goes by. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have something to opine about, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you want to send us a direct message this morning, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. And by the way, if you'd like to pick up the live stream for the program, listen to us wherever you are, carry us with you on your cell phone, your mobile device, your computer, wherever you go, wherever you're going, simply head over to GCNLive.com or KyleWarrenShow.com as well, and you've got links right there to GCN, which syndicates the program. Okay, we've got a direct message already from Richard the Marine, and he's up there on his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Says, good morning, Kyle. Mr. Kyle, 47 degrees clear and no wind. Well, that sounds great, by the way. We're kind of the same here. It's actually been pretty cold where I am. over the last few nights. I mean, so-called that, you know, you're either turning up the heater or putting on a sweatshirt or something like that. But the days have been pretty good, been pretty mild, almost hitting 70 degrees, you know, in some places. But at night, it's really dropping down. He says, glad to be with you this morning. Semper Fi, Richard. Well, thank you, Richard. Yes, glad to be with you as well and everybody out there listening this morning. And, you know, it does my heart a lot of good. It really does, especially when we get direct messages or if we get calls. We got a great call yesterday morning and hour number one from Connie listening in Tampa. And it absolutely just made my day. So if you're out there listening again this morning, Connie, that really just put a smile on my face. I was telling people about the call this morning as well. And so, again, I really appreciate it. And we're just glad to know that you're out there, that you're listening. And that's why when you do send a direct message, we like to know where you're listening from. That way we can give you a shout-out right here on the program. So once again, thanks to Richard the Marine and, of course, Semper Fi. To you. Well, I'll tell you what, though. By the way, it looks like Joe Biden also decided not to take questions, or refused, rather, to take questions when he was doing another talk or something earlier. I can't imagine why. I just can't imagine why. But, of course, getting back to the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas, we have Karine Jean-Pierre, who was being asked about this, and this was, I think, prior to it going through, I believe, but it was widely thought it would pass based on the arithmetic and the, you know, sort of pregame counting that went on. But this is what she had to say about it from the press briefing room. Let's listen in.
The House is expected to have round two of their attempts to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, today. Has the President been in touch with Democratic leadership about their efforts to block it? We know that every vote counts, as you've been checking in to make sure that all Democrats are actually...
So I can tell you, obviously, the Office of Legislative Affairs here, who deals directly with Congress, they're in regular touch with congressional members. I don't have any specific conversation that the President has had on this particular issue. Look, you know, and I've been saying this for the past couple of minutes, it's like the House Republicans need to do serious work. Work that actually matter. That work matters. That's actually the American people care about. This is not it. The impeachment of Mayorkas, let's not forget, Mayorkas played a big role in trying to get when the border security conversation was happening, and there was a deal that came out of the Senate, a bipartisan negotiation deal. Secretary Mayorkas was very much involved in that. And we wanted to see meaningful change. And Republicans got in the way. They didn't want to see that happen. Now they want to continue on the shameful process of impeaching him. It's baseless. It is baseless. They should drop this. There's a bipartisan agreement that came out for the National Security Supplemental. They should focus on that instead of doing another political stunt. So we're going to be forceful about that. Look, they need to do their jobs. They need to do their jobs instead of playing.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, stop right there because I mean it's almost too much. I don't know. I may not be able to take much more of that. I don't know about you, but you know, they've got to do serious business, and they're not doing serious business. They've got to do stuff the American people care about. This is not the impeachment of Mayorkas. Let's not forget, he played a big role, right? And again, in what? And a big role in not enforcing the border? A big role in telling everybody that we were, you know, hey, the border's closed, man, you know, that kind of stuff? No, that's... I mean, it's really exacerbating, isn't it, to have this happen? But talk about, you know, she's, you know, really going to town on that. But, of course, what was this all brought back around to? It's brought back around to the idea that, no, there's the bipartisan bill. It was the agreement that came up for the National Security Supplemental. And this is there, and they should have focused on this. And do their jobs. That is rich, isn't it? Do their job. Well, when I heard that, I actually busted out in laughter earlier. Because you know why? Because we do take this very seriously. Karine Jean-Pierre is demonstrating by this reaction that they really don't take this seriously. This has nothing to do with having a secure border, has nothing to do with, quote, fixing the broken immigration system, has nothing to do with any of that. It's just more politics. Has nothing to do with being practical, nothing to do with acting in the best interest of the country. Because what they have been doing and making come to pass, and the atmosphere and the environment that they created with this, is simply to serve their own political party, their own political agenda. That's what this is about. So this is why the wordsmithing continues. Again, bring this back around to it was a bipartisan bill, and it's these bad Republicans. And the, you know what the Republicans did? They got in the way. Now, to some degree, and I'll say this, and I'm not going to dwell on it, but I do think that's how they look at people who aren't part of the Democrat Party elite. I think they see them as being in the way. And maybe she's not supposed to say it just like that, but she's getting flustered. She's been more flustered than we've ever seen her be flustered. I mean, I thought she was flustered when she first started, you know, but that was simply, I think, was jitters. You know, I think you could attribute that to jitters, you know, to go out there and start talking at the podium, and it's a little overwhelming, and you know, it's pretty daunting. There's no doubt about that. But now I think she's flustered because this job changed so dramatically in just the last few days that now you've got the press asking about the president's cognitive ability. I saw another report, by the way, that says, well, the president's going to have his physical exam or something, his checkup, but they're not going to give him a cognitive test. You know why? Because he demonstrates every day that he's doing things and he's, you know, fine. That's not the point. Do you know what would put a lot of this stuff to rest? Cognitive test, right? I mean, if you had a CEO of a company and they acted like Joe Biden does, and they exhibited the same things. And again, this isn't funny. It's not fun in that sense. It's very serious. If you had somebody who wasn't the president, but they had a job of leadership, but they display the same symptoms that me, as a lay person, I'm not a medical, you know, Karine Jean-Pierre, I'm sure, will point out, Kyle Warren is not a medical doctor. And I would say you're right. I'm not a medical doctor. But I can observe another person and wonder why they're acting like that. You don't have to be a medical doctor for that. But if anybody who acted like Joe Biden is acting, you could say, well, let's get a cognitive test. Because wouldn't that just put it to rest? Wouldn't that just solve the problem right then and there? So why go to the extreme of having a medical checkup but no cognitive test because it's just not warranted? You know, I'm telling you, folks, we just can't make this up. This is actually real. It's actually happening. And, we marvel at it, don't we? All right, stay right there. I'll warn with you. We are coming right back. We've got a great song. We're going to take a look at the weather and much more. So stay right there.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, it's Wednesday, everybody. Wednesday edition. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And you know what that means? It means we're making it through the middle of the week. And it's going by fast again. Not only does the program fly by, but also, of course, the days fly by as well. And really, I mean, it's really something. All of a sudden, I find myself back behind the microphone. It's been another day, and we got all kinds of great stuff to talk about. And it always just works out. But it does go by in a blur, doesn't it? Well, speaking of going by in a blur, we're going to take a look at the weather here in just a few moments. But of course, we've got a great song for you. And as many of you know, we do Country Music Mondays, by the way. So if you have great country songs you want to hear, send me a direct message. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com. But this morning, of course, we're going to do a little bit of blues. And we got a little bit of rock and roll. We got Eric Clapton. We got Joe Bonamassa. And we've got a song. We played this a while back, and I think it was like to hear it one more time here. This is a live version. This is Further On Up the Road, live from the Royal Albert Hall. Some great guitar playing this morning. Let's go.
Someone gonna hurt you like you hurt me. Further on up the road.
mistreat someone. Someone's gonna mistreat you. You've been laughing, pretty baby. Someday you're gonna be crying.
You've been laughing,
pretty baby.
From the Royal Albert Hall, and that's just a great sound. You know, it's musicians like this, musicians like Bonamassa, and certainly like Eric Clapton, they're just absolutely so top-notch, aren't they? These are the kinds of musicians that, you know, they don't need a gazillion takes on some track. Now, this is a live show, obviously, but they don't need a gazillion takes on things. I mean, they come in and they start playing a little bit, and you know, it always makes me smile when I hear stories about, well, you know, that great guitar solo on that big hit song, you know, well, that was actually like, you know, the warm up. You know, that was, you know, if that's when they say, okay, we're just going to listen here, we're going to get some levels, okay, tapes rolling, you know, and the musician just starts playing, you know, and whoever it might be, and they go, okay, well, I think we got it. That sounds pretty good, you know. No, I was just noodling around. I was just kind of listening and feeling it at the same time. Oh, no, that's the take. I mean, those are the best kinds of stories, right, from recording sessions. All right, well, let's take a look at some of the national weather here. Looks like we do have some snow going on. We do have some snow up in Montana this morning. If you're around Billings, you definitely got some snow as you head out of Billings this morning. If you're heading up on your way towards, on your way towards Hysham and Forsyth, you definitely have some snow there. Also, if you're heading over towards Hardin, Montana. Definitely going to have some snow head going on there. North of our friends in Missoula, you've got snow. This is going to be coming down, of course, I-90 a little bit, a little northeast, northwest, rather, of Missoula, Montana this morning. Richard the Marine said he was 47 degrees clear and no wind, so that's pretty cool. And that seems to be what we're seeing here on the radar map. We don't see any precipitation except south of Richard the Marine down in Northern California. We do have some precipitation coming ashore at Crescent City in Eureka, California, also Redding. Looks like you're going to have that happening right there. It doesn't look like it's impacting Interstate 5 at this point. But let's take a look and see at some of our other weather alerts that are happening this morning. Now, of course, obviously there was a lot going on in the Northeast. I think it, I don't see anything on the radar map right now for that, at least in terms of anything that's actively going on right now. So that's good. But we do have, let's see here, we do have a special weather statement here up in northern Nevada. It looks like a Pacific storm system is expected to move through into the forecasted area. Again, this is going to be up near Elko. I-80 up there, beginning midday on Wednesday. So, and that's going to be spreading rain and snow in that area. So definitely be aware of that. Be careful if you're going to be trucking, through that area. A winter storm warning, up in Northern California, up, coming out of Reno, again, across I-80. So that could definitely impact you, especially if you're going to be heading over Donner Pass, for example. So be aware of that. We got a winter weather advisory heading from the central part of South Dakota, eastward of there into Minnesota, heading over towards St. Paul this morning. So that's going to impact you there. And then, of course, we've got in the Connecticut area, this is also north of New York City, we've got temperatures falling below freezing overnight. Previously melted snow and standing water on ground surfaces will likely become icy, especially on untreated surfaces. So if you're going to be in that area, be careful, especially if you're going to be driving around or trucking or making your deliveries or doing whatever it is that you're doing. That can turn into a real, real problem, obviously. All right. Well, as you know, folks, what we like to do here in this part of the hour is so we take a look at the national weather. We look for anything significant to tell you about. We also play a great song because one of the things about this program is we like to keep you going throughout the overnight hours, the wee hours of the morning. And we definitely take great pleasure and pride in doing that. And again, if you ever have a song you'd like to for us to play to keep everybody going throughout the wee hours, head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send me a direct message and let me know what you might like to hear on the program. We get a lot of good requests, and we always try to honor them. And but I'll tell you what, folks, it's always great. We love music on this program, by the way, if you couldn't tell. So, all right, when we come back, because right now we're climbing up to the top of the hour. When we come back after the top of the hour news, we have much more to tell you about this morning. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. Hour number one is in the books.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.